This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, fresh off the Jingle Cat train here in Havana, Aguila. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on Listen Live in the upper right-hand corner homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left, and then Listen Online, and you'll be set to stream the show. Of course, you can find us on Facebook. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and check out all the great stories. Animals, photographs, all the great stuff is there. And hey, whew, well, yeah, I'm out of breath because we really did get up and dance around. These songs were great. And for the first time, I finally got somebody to do it. And then that meant we had to do it too. Now, of course, you probably don't know, but that second song, The Jingle Cats, is my favorite ever of Hava Nagila. I just think they do it so well. Well, you know, because I think, and I don't know, who did you say does that dance?
I think it's like the Cossacks or something.
So, yeah, because I think it's kind of like Russian.
Yeah.
Okay? And you know how with that music, they fold their arms and squat down and then kick their feet out? Okay.
Kind of like a variation of a jig.
Yeah, but I'm too old to do that. And so I tried to get Nels to do it. He said, well, my knees won't do that. So his knees are too old. So we went to the young guy in the room, said, okay, Nathan, you have to do it. Well, to my surprise, he did.
Well, the only problem is I'm so tall. It's like, right? I can't really kick out my legs. Otherwise, I'll be all, you know, like puppy or jingle kitten and destroying the studio.
Right. But it was so much fun because Nathan did the whatever you call that thing. And then, of course, Nels and I had to try to copy. And so we're out. Anyway, we had a grand time. Hope you did, too. And so happy holidays. We get to do it for a couple more weeks here in December. And they'll even get us into the new year because they also do the best Auld Lang Syne. Uh-huh. So they've got all the bases covered.
And then there's the 12 days of Christmas, so it goes a little bit after if you want to keep it going.
Well, that's true. We'll see. All righty. It is Best Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique Rasmussen Reset and Energy Code Sunday. That means Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. His sister Linda Rasmussen is also here. Nels works on mostly animals and some humans. Linda works on mostly humans and some animals. They tag team here, and we get stereo treatments. And we were in the middle of a session with Kate in Bellevue and her dog Gunner, a 13-year-old yellow lab rescue who apparently is the greatest yellow lab on the planet, except he bites people. So we're going to try to work out that. Now, Nels, let's see. Kate, are you still with us?
We actually lost Kate's line. So in the meantime, we have Diane with herself and even calling about
so,
the other
maybe Stacy can work on getting Kate back for us. And so where are we going? Bellevue to Diane?
That's correct.
Hey, Diane in Bellevue. Welcome back to Animal World.
Oh, thank you. So I'm going to let Theo rest for the day. I'm calling about myself. I'm stressed out.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. So I guess we start with Linda then. Anything you want to share with us before Linda tunes in?
Oh, just some things that I've been going through that are stressing me out, and I can't seem to sleep, and listening to meditation tapes and still can't sleep. So there we go.
All right. Linda.
I'm sure Theo needs some work, too. I did take him to the vet, and he still has bacteria.
So we were okay. Well, as long as we got
Tune in.
Okay, so Nels will tune in to Theo, be working on that. And Linda, you can take over with Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Hello.
Yeah, so this is a time of year that people can feel really stressed. And so I'm really glad you called with your concerns, because everybody listening can follow along as we start into this. So
Diane's going to be a surrogate for the rest of us. You're going to heal all of us, and we're all going to sleep
better.
That's
right. So we just think of this as Diane healing the world.
Yeah.
So we're going to begin by just bringing our awareness just completely and fully onto our own body. So just taking the attention of the mind and just noticing the body and noticing it in three dimensions, feeling it from behind, from above, from below, from in front, from the sides. Just really feeling this body that we are in and just noticing. We're going to take a deep breath in this moment. And we're going to exhale into this moment. And we're going to know that we are in the present moment. And what we notice is that everything's okay in this moment. And we just notice whatever is going on in our own body. And then I invite you to think, the sky is blue. just relaxing and breathing normally. The sky is blue. And now I invite you to think about the number one thing. The thing that when you think about everything that's going on in your life, the one that you would most like to heal, change, improve, or resolve. Just selecting something and putting your attention on that. Do you have something, Diane?
I do.
Okay, so keeping your thoughts there. Noticing how you feel while you think about that. And we're going to set that aside. And we're going to have you focus on the feeling of self-pity.
I think I lost you.
Okay, self-pity, just focus on the feeling of self-pity.
Oh, thank you.
And now we're going to replace that with the feeling of cherish. So now we're thinking cherish. And the number two. Your eyes are closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead as you think cherish too. And the breathing is going to be to take a deep breath in and then exhale completely, keeping your breath held out as long as you comfortably can, letting it back in and just repeating that inhale, exhale completely, hold your breath out, thinking cherish to your closed eyes are looking up at the right side of your forehead.
All right, Diane, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking up at the right side of your forehead. Take a deep breath and exhale all the way out. Hold it out as long as you feel comfortable. When you need to take another breath, refresh in and out and hold your breath out while you focus your mind on the word cherish and number two. Cherish number two.
Perfect. Breathe normally. And with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, just gently stretching the back of your neck and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then bring back into your thoughts that number one thing that you were thinking of, noticing how you feel while you think about it. And that is complete. And so the affirmation that will continue to support you, Diane, is I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of cherish. And the thing that will really be helpful about this is everything in your life can be cherished. And so just allowing yourself to notice even the smallest thing, and just think the word cherish. And then you can use the longer affirmation, I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of cherish. And I do believe this is something that is of help to everyone at this time of year.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
How are you doing, Diane?
A little less shaky than when I started.
Well, that's
okay.
Good. Yay.
So some other things to do to help with that shaky feeling are a square breath where you would just take a breath in and hold it in and then exhale and hold your breath out. Just do that for like a minute and that will calm your entire system.
Thank you. I'll
yeah.
do that.
Now, I often, when I do square breathing, it helps me to count. So, and I do it to like the count of four or eight, depending on what your breath is. But what you would do is, you inhale, one, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four, exhale out, two, three, four, hold out, two, three, four, then inhale, two, three. So you, if you count your way up and then the same, so that way it's a square breathing and it's even all the way around.
Yeah, I think the counting might help me. I was trying the breathing, holding last night, but I wasn't doing the counting.
Yeah. And
that must be why it popped in.
Another gentle suggestion would be you could think cherish, 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 and cherish, cherish, cherish. Mm-hmm. So as long as you do the same thing in the same amount. So whatever you do, just know that this is the breath of gentle, loving presence, and your system is becoming more centered and more calm.
Yeah, and that's a great technique for, you remember that thought directs energy and how powerful we are with our mind. If you catch yourself in a negative thinking cycle, you know, you got all that negative stuff going in your mind. Well, if you give your left brain something better to do, like focusing right on cherish. Cherish, or I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of cherish. That's making a conscious choice to override the negativity and put the positive out, and can be quite helpful. And like Linda said, it can be as simple as just cherish, cherish, cherish.
And for the breathing is really great because it automatically resets your fight flight system.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
if you're really, really badly stuck, I mean, if you're having a really serious episode, like maybe she was a while ago, you can just hold your breath as long as you can.
Yeah.
And then catch your breath and then hold your breath as long as you can. Usually takes two or three of those and you will have reset yourself. And then you can settle into the more comfortable breathing to kind of bring yourself back to earth.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we really feel we're out. So what you do is what? You take in the deepest breath you can take in and hold it.
Yeah.
For as long as you can.
Right.
Then release it. Take another one as deep, hold it as long as you can, release it,
yeah.
And another deep breath, hold it as long as you can, release it,
yeah.
And then you're reset?
It
well, how cool is that?
You. And it's like for people who are
Before you go into your relative's home for...
Yeah. the thing is, if you're really triggered and you're really feeling, you know, just totally uptight and you just can't hardly function, sometimes you can't muster the concentration to do square breathing.
Right.
So that's where this one comes in. It's like, okay, this is my emergency reset.
Oh, so it might even be good. You do the emergency reset, the deep hold it three times. Then you could go into the square breathing.
Which helps to,
and the
to
affirmation
sort of build
and,
a foundation of calm after that.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, Merry Christmas, everyone. That's a wonderful little ritual we can all use through this holiday.
I love that.
Yeah, isn't that great, Diane?
I just tried it for a second there, and I did feel a little more calming.
Wonderful.
Wish I would have known that last night.
that's so wonderful because that great, very simple techniques, all of us can do that. I'm assuming you could do it sitting or standing.
Oh, yeah.
You could do it laying down if you couldn't even get up. Mm-hmm. These are great little techniques.
If you get scared on the freeway when somebody cuts you off and you just about die in a fiery crash, I mean, you can do that then.
You can use this. Wow, that is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Thank you. Great. Great tip.
All right, Diane. So, you know me and Natasha are here next week if you need to check in about you or Theo. But I think this is just wonderful. And we've got the counting, you know, the square breathing with counting now. We've got your emergency push button, deep hold three times. And so we are set for even if it's a stressful holiday, we're good. Huh? Yeah.
Right. And since Nels, you took a look at Theo, what did you find on him?
Yeah, he just needed a little bit of a reset tweak, so I did.
Oh, thank you so much. And he has new antibiotics, so let's hope this does it.
Right.
But that's excellent, see, to know, you know, because Diane's been checking back in and the problem keeps cropping up. But see, if you don't do this checking, you don't take the cats in and have their urine, you don't know that they have bacteria. But see, and that's what I keep coming, we got to make sure that we've cleared the urinary tract. But not the case. He's still got bacteria. So that explains a lot. Anyway, Diane, ho, 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 and you do your breathing and all of that. Check in with me and Natasha next week if you need anything, okay?
Okay, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty, we've got to take care of advertisers, but have we tracked down Kate yet? We have not. Okay. Everybody, stay right where you are. We need to take care of advertisers, but we have open phone lines, so we'd love to hear from you. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is meow, meow, meow. Okay, shut, Martha. 1-888-888. 298-5569. Animal World continues with the Jingle Cats. And Nelson Linder here, too. Right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're approaching midway through the last hour of this week's holiday edition of Animal World, but we're here at noon today, and till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And my goodness, we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen. VerticalEnergyWorldwide.com is her website. Now, Linda does sessions in person at her office, which is in the Intraspace facility, which is in the old Rainier Brewery. And she also does remote sessions and continues to offer a free session to anyone that asks. All you got to do is call or text her at the number I'm going to give you, and she'll give you a free session either in person or remotely. And by the way, we were thinking if we are not able to get Kate back on the line with us, that's one way that she could get the treatment that we wanted to give her is by calling or texting Linda and getting a free session. So if you would like a free introductory session with Linda in person or remotely, all you got to do is call or text 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992. 841-1992. And then remember that I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I work with people and their animals privately in their home. Mostly all I do these days is dogs. Worst case scenario, I see the worst of the worst cases. And I'm very blessed to be able to say that with Divine Mother and the Masters and St. Francis working through me, miracles are coming through pretty much every session, and we're having miraculous turnarounds. I'd love to say it was me, but it's not. It just comes through me, and it's quite amazing what's happening. And even I'm finding My intuition and intuitive abilities are gaining. And I know, I think, Nels, that you've had a similar experience in since you started doing, I think, Mystic Radio with Rob and Alexis, you know, for past life people and pets, which, by the way, folks, if you stay tuned after today's show, you can listen to an encore presentation of last Wednesday's show with Nels and Robin. But I know that when you started doing that, and even still, that Robin pushes you a lot.
Yeah.
So, outside it. So talk about that.
Well, the environment of the show is quite different than here. We get to be kind of relaxed and chatty.
Here,
That one, you know, we can handle about 6 or 7 calls in an hour.
Right, because you only have an hour.
Right.
Yeah.
And Robin and I work together, and she poses questions sometimes that, you know, it's like, oh, I hadn't thought of that. And so it's causing me to stretch myself, my intuition, into areas I hadn't really explored. And it's fun. And
so
I'm learning lots.
How long have you been doing Mystic Radio now?
Now we've been doing it for actually over 2 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
But I've noticed an incredible improvement in your work and what you do, and your abilities have magnified or gotten with the practice.
Well, yeah.
I'm finding that I'm kind of going through a similar thing. I'm still trying to figure out because I don't know that I can completely describe it, but I'm now in sessions because some of these, you know, because I literally do see the worst of the worst cases and really, really serious stuff. And I'm running some of these dogs that are so confused that they're good dogs, but they're just so confused. But I'm literally being able to watch the energetic changes happen in their mind and their brains and their bodies. And So I think some of my clients are like, what's going on with her? Because I'm looking at it but some of them I'm just saying, oh my gosh, I'm seeing it happen right now. And so sometimes I'm describing to my clients what I'm seeing in their dogs, but they just know that the behavior changes, you know, 180 degrees, bam.
Right.
You know, and we see that, but I'm seeing the energy with, anyway, it's quite amazing, but anyway, so stuff is happening and continues to happen.
Well, you know, I think Linda would agree with me that when you do energetic type of work and you really start tuning in that way, it's like it goes into you and it starts magnifying, it comes out, and then you see more, and it's just like this wave going back and forth between you and your subjects. And yeah, I mean, I feel like every time I do anything with any subject, human or animal, I'm learning all the time.
Yeah. So anyway, I am available, you know, to help you and your animal friends. I do work over the phone, and sometimes I don't need to see you. I can just work with you over the phone or on the air here on the third Sunday of the month is when we do behavior training and healing calls and questions. I just wanted to say that what you heard, I think, was in a call or two ago. With everything going on in my life and the holidays and all the work and all of that, I'm still a little on overwhelm. I am keeping up okay now. Well, I'm starting to catch up on returning phone calls and getting people scheduled. The problem was that I could only really schedule weekends and know for sure I could keep those sessions. So I'm having to juggle sessions around depending on when construction's happening. And so I'm really booking, you know, January now, but I'm happy to do free phone evaluations, talk to you on the phone. Sometimes I can help you on the phone. Sometimes you can be flexible and be available last minute. Sometimes I can call you like the day before or the morning of and say, hey, nothing's happening, I could come, you know, sort of thing. So anyway, if you would like to talk to me or you know someone's got problems with their animals, call me. I'll talk to you for free on the phone, 360-217-7258. All righty then. So I think we are without callers at the moment. Is that correct? All right. There is still time for a call or two if you would like to join us. So before we switch subjects, let me give you the numbers again. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5527. 5569, and email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty, before we have to go to the phones, or if someone calls in, I know somebody was, at least somebody's out there paying attention to what I say, said, hey, you said you were going to say something about hummers, so we all want to know. And so I have a hummingbird update. I am learning. I'm just so in love with my hummingbirds, and I have to tell you, they just are such great entertainment and learning about them. And, you know, because I'm a lot hanging out at home, when, you know, when all this construction's going on, sometimes I can't do anything except watch hummingbirds so or learn about them. And that's learn some interesting stuff. And I'll tell you, I love the, you know, the next door email group, because you can learn so much stuff from your neighbors. Anyway, there was hummingbird stuff going on this week and people posting pictures and a lot of information. Well, I found out some people had like multiple hummers at their feeders, and sometimes you only get one. And then people talk about who guards and protects their, you know, and all of that. Well, I've learned an interesting fact there. We here locally, it's the Anna's hummingbirds that stay throughout the winter. We also get Rufus hummingbirds in the spring and summer, but they go, I don't know where they go, north, probably south a little bit for the winter, so they're gone for a while. So Anna's are probably all that we have. But there are Anna's hummingbirds that stay, that are local and are in your neighborhood. If they live around you and they live there and they're residents, then they're more likely to be protective of the feeders, guard the feeders. But apparently there are just roamers that don't live in one area and they circulate around. And so the free roamers or the free rangers aren't nearly as protective. So if you happen to be on a flight route where they come through, that's when you might get the multiple birds on the feeders. Not interesting. So I thought that was an interesting fact. I know I've gotten to know mine. I have like five or six that that are permanent residents. And I have feeders in the back of my house, and I have feeders in the front of my house. So I have two official pairs, and then I have some offspring or relatives or something. But one of my redhead males sits in the tree in the back in the corner watching the two feeders in the back. And the other male sits on the flagpole in the front watching the two feeders in the front. And they'll let their ladies come in and feed, but then they, you know, fly around. It's really fun to watch. But another fact, and I'm only surmising why this happens, but when it's dry, it's not raining, they come and go. When it's raining, they don't go anywhere. And the males sit right out there in the pouring rain guarding the feeders. Well, the only thing I can figure out is it must be because they don't like to fly in the rain. I mean, if you were a little hummingbird, would you really want to fly in the rain and get beat with the rain? Probably not. So I think it's probably because they're bored and they don't fly anywhere in the rain. So they just sit and guard the feeders. So that's something interesting. Now, the other thing I talked to you about, it was time last week to get your hummingbird feeder heaters. So I have a hummingbird feeder heater, which I got at Wild Birds Unlimited in Monroe. Leanne has someone that makes them for her. You just have to have a feeder that's flat on the bottom. And it's like a little Christmas light. And you have to have your feeder has to be close enough to your house that you can plug in. So I have one right in front of my French door is the kitchen, and there's an outdoor outlet at that. So that's the one I plug in. I'm debating I may go get another one because I figured out that I could add another feeder or move a feeder from in front to get closer to the outlet on the garage, and I could heat one in the front. So I'm thinking about doing that. But anyway, if you want a hummingbird feeder heater, a Wild Birds Unlimited in Monroe, and Leanne will mail them to you if you can't get up there. And other Wild Birds might have them. I just don't know. But Leanne's the one that started all of this at Wild Birds Unlimited in Monroe. But the most interesting thing, now, even though I have my Anna's all are residents, so they all know each other, and they don't get real serious about it, you know, guarding it, but they do guard and all of that. I will sometimes see multiple birds on the feeder, but usually it's from the same family, and they're on opposite sides of the feeders. But, you know, usually they have five or six feeding holes unless it's one that has gazillions of them. But anyway, they're on the opposite sides of the feeder. Well, since I plugged in the hummingbird feeder heater, okay, I decided if it's in the 30s, I plug in the heater. And if it gets down around freezing, then I leave it on all the time, day and night. Well, this last week, I had it on day and night for some time. For the first time, my little hummers right next to each other on the feeders just hanging there. And so I think that the little Christmas light turned on, I mean, it doesn't make it warm to the touch or anything. It doesn't heat it up hot, but it heats it up enough that they were gathered together on the back of the feeder on the door side, which must be the warmest little place of the air. And because the light was on, I think they were all, they weren't, usually there's at least one hole in between them, so they spread out. But no, they were at each that sitting right together on the feeder. So I thought, well, okay, if you want more, get a hummingbird feeder heater. They seem to like the warmth, and then they hang on. They just sit there, you know, which they'll sometimes do anyway. But they're doing a lot more of that, and they're doing it side by side with the heater. So isn't that cool? So anyway, that's my hummingbird stuff.
Ooh, yeah.
Yep. And all righty, it looks like okay. We need to take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour, and then let's come back and talk about. Gift ideas and anything else that we might think about on those lines. And, of course, if you would like a free remote treatment with Dr. Nels and Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen, 425-373-5527. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonics Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Miss a show on KKNW? Check out 1150kknw.com for podcasts of many of our programs. That's 1150kknw.com.
Can't have a silent night right now, but thanks, Jingle Cats. All righty. Well, let's see. Oh, we heard from Natasha Venter, our wonderful animal communicator, medium, personal awareness coach, and she does great private readings, and I am sure she can provide you with a gift certificate. So all you got to do is contact her. You can reach Natasha through her website, angelicclarifications.com. And I believe she told us last month, you know, she ordinarily an hour reading is $100. But she's got a holiday special going on there, $80, $20 off. At least that's what she said. I'll be in trouble if she didn't, but that's what I remember she said. I'll just have to pull the age card if that's wrong, but... or pay her $20. So anyway, take advantage of that, $80. Anyway, you can just give her a call, and I'm sure she, because it would be wonderful. And I have to say, I know Stacy, you've had Natasha read for her. She certainly read for me. I hear from a lot of clients. Everyone I know that's done a reading with Natasha has reported to me how impressed they were. And I think you really like Natasha, didn't you, Stacey?
Yeah, and just as a side note, sometimes I'll come to the station when she's going to be here. And yeah. I'm thinking of something.
Yeah.
But I don't want to ask her because I feel like, you know, it's not, you know.
Yeah, you don't want to be pushy and take advantage.
But then, like, we'll walk out to the car and she'll, like, answer my question. Without me even asking her, she'll say, you know that thing you were thinking about or something. Like, well, so yeah. Anyway, I enjoyed.
Well, I've had many, many psychic friends in my life, dear friends, and, you know, like Robin and, you know, and lots and some y'all know about or not, but always said, you know, careful what you think about. And you're saying, it's like, and then one of my first experiences psychic used to always say, don't lie to me. I'm a psychic, crying out loud. But it's really true.
Right. Or I didn't even think I was going to. I mean, that's really bothering me. But it's sometimes I'm just thinking it and she's talking and then she'll mention something.
Yeah. And Natasha's very good about privacy and board and boundaries and all of that. And I'm sure it's because we have such a close relationship and she has read for you and all of that.
Right.
She doesn't go around just saying, hey, you know, you're thinking this, and it's because of our relationship.
Right,
but
yes.
It shows you how intuitive she is. Stacey doesn't even have to ask, and Natasha answers a question before we're done for the day. Anyway, Natasha Venter, angelicclarifications.com, or you can give her a call at 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. And, of course, Natasha will be in the studio with me next week. It's... Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and Talk with Your Animals or Human Loved Ones on This Side or the Other, and Personal Awareness Coaching with Natasha. So you can call in. But I was thinking, what a great Christmas gift. If you call in next week, she can be our gift to you, and a little personal reading for what to expect in the, you know, in 2022, going into 2022. I think that's a great reason to put us on your calendar next week and call in, and let's just take advantage of Natasha. Doesn't that sound like fun? Okay. So anyway, that's next week. And then, of course, Jude Ponton's working Wednesdays and Fridays now, our premier sound healer and harmonic energy shifter in the area. She's got gift certificates available. You can go through the website, whispering-dragon.com. Her email address is resonate@whispering-dragon.com. Or you can give her a call at 206-706-2836. Now, and then we get back to, you know, gift suggestions and all of that. We've already established Nels can do a gift certificate or, you know, and get you hooked up, or you can give him as a gift,
right,
to animals or humans that you love. All you got to do is
just contact me through the website.
Yeah, healingministryforanimals.com. Click on contact.
If you're already a client of mine, just email me.
Yeah, you can do that too. And then Linda Rasmussen also can do gift certificates. And you can reach her through her website, verticalenergyworldwide.com. You can email her at linda@verticalenergyworldwide.com. Or you can just call or text her, 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. All righty. So anybody have any wonderful gift suggestions besides what we've already talked about that they want to put out there? Do you have favorite dog toys, cat toys, animal toys?
Let me tell you about. Here's the thing. This is an idea that people can do if they like making their Christmas presents.
Ah,
they can, and they have cats. They can make a wonderful cat toy out of a cardboard box. you get one that you can close the top on, and you can cut some door holes in it. Now, we happen to have a 6-inch tube that is used to pour concrete in, you know, for making like a post or something. And so we had a piece of that was about 2 feet long. So we traced the circle on the side of the box, cut the circle out, stuffed the pipe through there. So now they have a tunnel going in.
To the end of the box.
Right.
Wow.
And then you can throw a toy in there, or like we did, we hung things hanging off the side and even holes that where the part of the toy is inside and part of the toy is outside. And sometimes it's just a rope with a knot on it. And so they get these different things hanging all over the box. And we've got one cat who just like beats up on her box all day long.
She's homemade kitty condos and play forts. With cardboard boxes.
Yeah, they're great.
Reminds me of that. Did you all see the Facebook or YouTube post of the guy that made a tank out of cardboard boxes because he was a retired Army guy, made a tank for his cat out of cardboard? That's really cute. I'll have to find that and send that to you.
By the way, I have the example of mine is on my YouTube channel. Just on YouTube, just search Nels Rasmussen and then look for the one that says best homemade cat toy ever. Nice video on the toy.
And we find that where?
At Nels Rasmussen on YouTube.
Nels Rasmussen on YouTube. Best homemade cat toy ever?
Yeah.
Okay, and then we'll see a little video of that. All right, well, just so you know, I'll tell you my favorite cat toys and so far. My favorite cat toy of all time is Da Bird. D-A-B-I-R-D, and it's the wand with the string and has the bird that you fly around for them. That's my all-time favorite. So get your cats a Da Bird, and of course it's an interactive play toy. But it's very important that you realize that string toys like that fishing wand type toys, the strings can be dangerous. So you don't leave the toys out. You hide them in a closet somewhere the cat can't get to them. You get out and play and flat cat your cat, and then put the toy away. That saves them longer. They last longer because they can't destroy them that way. But they also can't eat the string and all of that stuff and get in trouble that way. Now, for dogs, my favorite toys are the Huggle Hounds. They are a brand of soft toy. Some are stuffed, some aren't. They have squeakers in the legs and the feet and all the bodies. They're not cheap, but they are so well made and so sturdy that they last a really long time. So, and they're Robbie's favorites. And now that he understands Santa Claus. Anything Santa Claus brings him or Aunt Stacy brings him for Christmas is his favorite toy for the rest of the year, and he won't play with anything else. Well, he finally wore out that big red bone that you got him last year. Well, he didn't wear it, but the seam ripped.
Right.
So it's in the repair department. Now he's gone back, and now he's pulled out last year's Christmas toy, the other Christmas toys, and the year before. So he's playing with those until his new ones arrive for Santa Claus. All right. Now, my other big thing is, now, if you know, for human-animal gifts, if you know people that love animals, well, what better thing to do than to make a donation in their name to an animal rescue or sanctuary or shelter that cares for the animals that they love, you know, that they care for. So it could be Meow Cat Rescue if they're cat people, or Perfect Pals in Arlington if they're cat people. If they're dog and cat people, you could do Homeward Pets in Woodinville. It could be Pigs Peace Sanctuary, one of my favorites, up in Stanwood. So you could give a donation to the pigs to one of your friends if they happen to really like farm animals.
I've
or
been
pig
there,
animals.
By the way.
Yeah, oh, have you been?
Yeah, I worked with them a little bit. I just did a little pro bono work with a very interesting case. We seemed to get results initially, but then it didn't work so good in the long run. So I think that, you know, there was some serious issues. But I love those pigs.
I've been to every location that the Pigs Peace has been, except for where they are now. And I haven't actually been to the Stanwood location. I'm going to have to do that. But anyway, Pigs Peace. And then there's Habitat for Horses. There's lots of, you know, horse rescues. And so a donation to, Seattle Dog Homeless Program would be a wonderful place to donate for people that, you know, care about the homeless and the homeless dogs and cats. Help Animals India. You know, what a great place to donate. So all of our Animal World family of shelters, rescues, and sanctuaries, and then all the rest of the local ones. I like to keep it local if possible. The exception I make to that is Help Animals India, basically because Spirit directed me to do this. And Eileen is local here, who organizes all of this, and it's our one sure way of helping, you know, the elephants and all the kind of animals that don't live in this country, you know, in India. All right, then, before we run out of time, I told you last night I couldn't close my radio bag and put it in the car until I got the last gift idea. Now, I know some of you won't like this, but who I'm talking to, are any of you out there? And I gave you a reason, I think it was last week or a couple of weeks ago, talking about, you know, COVID and the pandemic and all of that and getting vaccinated. And, you know, I'm a big fan and I think everybody should, unless you have a physical reason not to. And that's the way we get rid of this virus. Well, I gave you a reason if you didn't want to get vaccinated. I said, you know, I talked about all of the zoo animals getting COVID. And so if you don't want to do it for you, do it for the animals. That would help. Well, that's what was on Divine Mother's last night, because before I could close up my radio bag, what I got was a wonderful gift. Talk to all those people out there that for whatever reason you haven't gotten vaccinated yet. Now, the people I'm not talking to are the ones that have a physical or medical reason, and it, you know, the vaccine's not good for you, you can't do that. But anybody else, and for whatever reason you're avoiding it, if you want to save some money on Christmas presents, Divine Mother has a wonderful suggestion. Go get vaccinated and give your gift of a vaccination to yourself. Give that to your family, to your friends, to your coworkers, anybody you work with, to your community, to the world. According to Divine Mother, there is not a greater gift that you can give to your family and everyone around you on this planet than getting yourself vaccinated. And she says, take a little picture of your vaccine card or something, wrap it up. It doesn't cost you anything. Vaccine is free. But, I mean, when you really think about it and getting rid of this, I don't know about you. I'm tired of all of this. I would love to eradicate this virus, and we're not going to do that unless everybody cooperates and gets vaccinated. So I say, do it for the animals. If not, do it as a gift for your family, friends, community, and world. There's no better gift. So there you go. That's my list. Wraps it up. Well, we have a few more minutes here to go before we close out. I'm wondering with Nels and Linda here and the work that you do, you find, talking human animals now, Linda, do you find that there's a lot more stress around the holidays and all of that? Do you get a pickup in what's needed?
Well, there's a couple things that I notice. One is, at least here in the Northwest, it's a very dark time of year. And that can cause people to go more inward. And that's not a bad thing, but it can feel kind of strange to people. And they, and I think what's going on energetically is actually a feeling many people aren't used to, which is a sense of expectancy that something is going to happen, and it's a good thing. And one of the things that's going to happen is the days are going to start getting longer.
Yay!
And so the coming of the light in contrast with darkness. And so people do feel stressed, but it's not that difficult if people know the kind of tools we've been talking about.
Yeah, and remember the affirmations today and all of that, and the breathing from Nell's, you know, and our animals pick up, process, and reflect back what's going on with their humans. Do you find more animals in stress at this time of year?
Well, that's a great question. Let's put it this way. If the human's stressed, the animals are stressed. That's just how it is. Some of them deal with it better than others, just like people. You know, some of them are pretty stoic and can kind of handle it.
Right.
Yeah, we all have our limit. If they hit their limit, then you'll see behaviors that, you know, like peeing places they never peed before. Who knows what, you know?
And then remember the wonderful little rituals that Nels and Linda gave us for keeping ourselves balanced right now. The square breathing with counting and the deep breath in, hold it as long as you can, release it, and doing that three times. That makes a huge difference. I was also thinking the Mortar March, and I think that is that on your website still?
I don't have a Mortar March on my website.
Okay. Never mind.
Yeah.
But anyway, remember the breathing to keep yourself stable. And next week, of course, Natasha in the studio with me, and Stacey will be here, Nathan will be here. We'll be ho-ho-hoing a lot because it's our last show before Christmas. And we'd love to give you the gift of Natasha and a little reading to see what's going to go on in 2022 for you. That would be a great thing to do. So, Nathan, thank you so much. Stacey, thank you. Dr. Nels, so glad to call you Dr. Nels again.
Thank you.
And Linda Rasmussen, thank you so much, everybody. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things. Go Seahawks. And I'll talk to you again next week.